My name is Christina Ortez, and I am originally from the central San Joaquin Valley of California. I've lived in Taos for 11 years now.
Okay, let's go straight into it. With all the devastation that COVID brought, what was one of the most important initiatives you were a part of that supported New Mexicans?
That is a fantastic question. New Mexico was heavily hit by COVID-19, as all of you know. You know, it changed everything about our lives. I think that our governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, kept us really safe. You know, you may think of it as restrictions, but I think of it as ways to keep our families safe, our communities safe, all of you safe. Getting the vaccines out as quickly as possible was something I'm really proud of our governor for that. I think at the state level, we put a lot of money into helping families take care of each other with unemployment and, you know, things like that. We put a lot of money out in the community so that businesses could function and so that we could all go back to school. Like, I know you guys remember how quickly we all went back to school. That was a surprise for everybody. But I think it was really good. And that's what kept us safe. I'm really proud of that.
As a woman politician, what advice would you give to young females who aspire to enter into politics?
Oh, gosh. I would say not to listen to the advice that I gave myself. You know, find something that you're really passionate about, and don't let anyone tell you that you can't do that. Also, don't wait until you're ready. Just do something. Really, you know, if I had listened to myself, like, this has to be perfect, I have to have this thing done, or I have to have this amount of money, or, you know, I have to be this weight, or wear these clothes before I do this thing, like, that's just ridiculous. You know, our lives are short, and our lives are long, so you need to do the thing that makes you happy, and if you want to enter politics, do it, because you have a voice, and you represented a community. And we need all voices, but we especially need voices of women, young women in particular.
Why do you think it's important for women to be involved in politics?
Well, I think for so long, politics have been run by men, and in particular, Anglo men. So I think as a woman of color, not as a young woman of color, because I'm not young, but as a woman of color, I think it's important that our voices are there. It's critical, actually. How can we make decisions about how our communities are supported if our voices aren't heard? So that's why you got to be in there.
How do you ensure that your actions reflect the wants and needs of the people in your district?
This is always a challenge, I think, for anybody who is representing a community. You have to be available to listen. I get a lot of texts and phone calls all the time, right? And everywhere I go, people want to talk about things, and sometimes it's exhausting, but that's how you represent your community. You listen to folks at the grocery store or at the park, and you just have to be open to that. But now, I think with social media, with TikTok, and with, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Insta, you know, there are a lot of ways to get your point made, and there are a lot of ways to take in information, and that's, I think, what our job is to take in information and understand the community.
In New Mexico, where a large portion of the population is Hispanic, do you think it's important for the representatives and senators in office to reflect the people?
I think it's critically important for representation at the state, local, federal level to represent the people. And I think it's important for people of color to be in offices at every single level of government. I think it's really important that that your representation, who you vote for, reflects who the community is. You know, and that's where I am.
Thank you.
Those are great questions.
What kind of initiatives are you working on in the state, but specifically for Taos?
So as a state representative, you know, we represent things that are happening in the community, but at the state level. So when I go back to the Roundhouse in Santa Fe in January, I'm going to be thinking about policies and laws that will not only help my community, but help the rest of the state. I'm very, very interested in land and water issues, right? That's the thing that kind of defines me and my work. I have been working in the environmental field and the environmental movement for almost 20 years now. So I care about those things. And so some of the legislation that I'll be carrying is around land and water, protecting land and water, making sure that we have enough money to support farmers and to put toward our forest to prevent massive catastrophic wildfire. I'm looking at legislation that will make utilities more affordable. I don't know, do you guys, have you ever opened your parents' or your grandparents' light bill? It's probably really high, right? We New Mexicans pay a lot for utilities. Tausenos pay a lot, like some of the highest rates. So I'm looking at ways to make our electric bill a little bit lower, right? That's really, really important for us. You know, I'm also really concerned about some of the substance issues we have here in our community. And so legislation that supports community connections and helps folks who really need it, if they're suffering, you know, from substance use disorder, that's something that's really important to me as well.
What is the most stressful part about working as a state representative?
Oh my God, that is an excellent question. I don't know if I can even answer that. It's all stressful, all of it. I think the most stressful part is feeling like you can't be everywhere at once, right? And feeling like you could have done more for something. You could have talked to more people, could have talked to the Republican, I'm a Democrat, you know, to get your bill passed. And while that's all happening, you know, I have a job too, and I am a mother. So it's really hard. There's no such thing as balance, right? It's really always just making a decision to do something else instead of the other thing, right? So it's prioritizing. And the balance, I think it's a sweet, cute concept, but it's impossible. It really is. You know, I'd like to think of myself like I'm riding a surfboard, or, you know, I'm on a stand-up paddleboard, like kind of just like always like at one with what's under me. But that's crazy. I'm like, always like trying to get some air and swim as quickly as possible. It's all stressful.
What would you like to improve for the children in Taos?
I want you guys to have more fun, you know? Like places to go that like, think about like your most fun time you've ever had. Are you thinking about, close your eyes. Think about it, like the most fun. Okay, now tell me. What
Las
is it?
Vegas
shopping.
Trampoline park.
Okay. What else?
I'd have to go shopping.
All right. So, okay, this is interesting. We're never going to be Las Vegas. Ever, ever, ever. But if you... We can be a place where you can have some fun shopping, right? I want to know what you guys want. And I want to help create an environment with a bunch of other people so that we can do those things. I was thinking that you were going to say like roller skating, or do you guys have roller skate anymore?
I've never roller skated.
It's super fun, and we should be able to do that. But like, I want kids to have fun and to, you know, have like lazy days in the summer where you're just swimming and chilling out and maybe go roller skating and shopping later and maybe not go to Las Vegas, because I was just there and it was so hot I like almost died.
You go to Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. That's really close. It's over in the mountain. And there's shopping there as well. Never Las Vegas, but more room for more fun. How about that?
Can you explain your role in Taos Land? time for us and why it is important to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm the executive director of the Taos Land Trust, which is a nonprofit. And so an executive director is the person who works with all the other staff members to make the decisions. We usually do all the fundraising and all the, you know, plans for what's coming next. I work with the board and with the public. So the Taos Land Trust is a really interesting organization. It's changed a lot since I came on. We protect land and water, and right now our biggest thing that we're focused on is building up our park, and which is also a farm. So what's important for me is that we have places, green places that you can go to and you can have fun in, but that also protect the critters that live there, right? And the water that is so precious to us, probably the most precious thing that is here in our community is water, and what we do to protect it is really, really important to me. So we have a farm. You guys should come and visit. You can take your folks there too. You guys could feel,
I shouldn't be looking back there.
You should feel free to come by anytime. And that's, it's really important for me that we protect our land and water and that we have food to eat and land to live on and good air to breathe.
New Mexico is ranked 49 in education. What chances do you believe to improve our public schools?
Oh, that number, that's not a good number. It really isn't. I think that we're making a good effort now to put some more funding into the school system. Something really important happened a couple of years ago, and there was a lawsuit and a case in the Supreme Court for New Mexico about the education of young people of color, Yazzie versus Martinez. So that lawsuit, and laws are really important, and lawsuits are really important because they show what's happening in the world and in the state. And so that lawsuit is making the state put more money into our school system to help our young students of color, particularly our Hispano students and our indigenous students. And I think that what I see happening in Taos, for instance, we have a good relationship with Vista Grande High School, that's the Taos Land Trust. And I know Vista Grande does a lot of work around improving the outcomes for Hispano and Taos Pueblo students. And they're putting money into it, and they're putting time into educating the school, all the students there, about the real history of what's happening. I think that's really, really important. That number, not a good number. We gotta do more. Right, but here's what's really, I don't know if you guys know this, our education budget, the money that we put toward education, that more than half of it comes from oil and gas, right? What's not great for our environment? Yeah, oil and gas. So we gotta do better. We gotta figure out how to support education, hire good teachers, get good cool things in the classroom without taking oil and gas out of the ground, because that's really bad for our health. So we've got some big decisions to make soon.
What is the biggest struggle in Taos country is you're currently facing? What are the addresses?
Well, what do you guys think? What do you guys think are the biggest issues here? Sorry to turn it back on you, but I will answer it.
Well, I saw that New Mexico was 50th in poverty, and so that's something.
Okay. So poverty, one of the biggest issues. I think that's one of the biggest issues here in our community as well, right? We don't have good jobs. Housing's really expensive. People are really nervous about finding a good job and finding a place to live, and they should be, because it's not an easy place to live here. So, I think we need to address that, right? We need to really figure out how to bring good jobs to Taos. And if you look around, I think we have some really amazing resources with our forests and our rivers and our lands. And so we can figure out how to create jobs out of that. We've got a great school, UNM Taos, right? So I think we can train folks and get good jobs out of that. What you guys are doing right now, learning how to ask good questions, how to use technology to tell stories, right? That's what you guys are learning. That's really, really important. I think we have to tell our stories so that we can figure out how to make the changes that we need to make our community better. But I for sure think that we need better jobs, good jobs, fun, good activities for young people, and good places to live. Those are the things I see, I think, are the most important.
Thank you.
Thank you. Those are great questions.
One question. So I know that your platform is mostly about like land and water, and I also know that a lot of young people don't think of that as a priority in Mexico. So what would you say to them to get them to realize how important this is for the community?
Well, this is what I tell my girls when they're like, you know, sitting on the couch watching that Gumball show. I don't know what it's called. Adventures of Gumball?
Gumball World or something?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Gumball. Right. And I'm like, bring those dishes over here. And then they don't do it. And I'm like, oh, I gotta go to work. And do you like to eat? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, do you like to sleep in bed? Yeah. I'm like, well, bring those dishes over here so that I can get to work, because I need to work so I can get the money so I can feed you and so I can, you know, you guys have all the stuff you need to watch Gumball. So what I'll say about land and water is that, you know, if you like to eat, do you like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to, you know, when you get hot, do you ever get thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to drink water or fizzy water or Gatorade or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we need our land and our water so that you can eat and so that you could drink. That's really important. I know it might sound crazy, but we need that. We need that so we can survive. So we need to protect our land. We need to make sure our rivers are flowing, the acequias are flowing, that we've got, you know, we've got habitat, trees and bushes for birds and other animals so that we can all live. It's really simple. If we don't take care of our land and our water, we can't live. I want to live. I don't want to watch Gumball, but I want to live, whatever that show is, but I want to live. And that's why we have to protect our land and water.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And one last question.
Yeah.
So what would be your message to the Taos community as a state representative here representing Taos? What would be your mission statement to the community?
We are nothing without our community, right? We are nothing without our children, our elders, our working folks. We all have to be a little nicer to each other. We have to do the work to understand each other. We're all different, right? But we are nothing without each other. So that's the message I have, that we've had a really hard year, right? We've had like the hardest year ever, year and a half, right? And to come out of that and to recover together, we have to be kind. Yeah, that's it. We have to be kind.
Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Shoulders. master's chambers. They're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't